This is Managing Mayhem,
brought to you by two lawyers and a layman.
Because good intentions are not a legal defense.
Wait, I'm sorry, they're not? Okay, well, let's get going then.
Hi, and welcome to Managing Mayhem, a workplace podcast released every 2 weeks. Each episode, we cover a new topic to help HR managers and employees navigate the daily workplace mayhem. I'm Jeff.
I'm Patty.
And I'm Jack.
I'm Jack.
No, I'm Jack on Pirates of the Caribbean. Jack Sparrow.
Jack. Like, taken over by Willem Dafoe. All right.
Okay.
What are we talking about today? That's what I want to talk about.
Today we're going to talk about workplace email etiquette and some of the nightmare emails managers have sent out. And boy, are there a lot.
Right. This will be a slightly lighter topic of some nightmares and some cringy emails that we've found. But it's an important one because on average, employees receive about 74 emails a day, which that seems like a ton of emails.
I thought that was light.
Wait, 74? Yeah, you're getting too many emails.
But means they're being subjected to the manager's cringy emails. And some of them may be illegal emails as well. So kind of an important issue.
Wait, yeah. Illegal emails? I want to know more about those. All right, so we went through a bunch of emails. There are some really rough ones. Some we couldn't share, but we've selected a few that we found particularly cringe and particularly interesting. Yeah. So Here we go. We're going to get into these, and we're going to rip them to shreds.
Right. These are basically the PG ones. You know, all the other ones that were there were plenty we could not share.
That included pictures. Yeah. They included
never mind,
private information, social security code.
No boundaries. Okay. Right, so I'm going to start
some
with the first one.
Of Jeff in there.
No.
Wait, excuse me?
Okay.
You had a crazy time in Florida.
I'm going to start with number one, death in the office. That's always a light topic on an email.
Nice subject line.
Okay. I'm sorry to inform those that haven't heard already that our dear friend and coworker Mary has recently passed away. To mourn the death of someone so dedicated is only natural. If you need a moment to grieve, please feel free to clock out and spend some time in the break room. How sensitive. While it may sound insensitive, it is important that we don't let our productivity slide. I think it is fair to say Mary wouldn't have wanted that.
So bad.
Also, please do not clock out while the store is busy, as this will add undue stress on the team. If there are any issues with this, please contact me directly and do not discuss these issues with coworkers, as it may cause undue stress. Discussing this may result in immediate dismissal. And then it ends with unable are the love to die, for love is immortality. Management.
Whoa.
Thoughts?
I can't believe you would ask people to clock out if you have a coworker pass.
To cry.
I can't believe it. I can't.
This is just so insensitive. Fake empathy. You know, ticking off the boxes and then just,
I can't believe that.
I can tell you right now, Mary doesn't feel very special.
Yeah. Please don't write that about me.
Yeah, if I pass, I want you to make money off of my passing. Take all of the company time you need to mourn me.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know Mary wants everyone to take a week off and go camping or Disneyland or party. So
That's right.
Okay. So just totally
that is really rough.
Yeah.
Try to follow that one, Jack.
Okay. Okay. So this subject is simply urgent.
Oh yeah. Okay.
And so let's get into that. Hello all. Happy Wednesday. I am not so happy this morning. Yesterday, three of you submitted your 2 weeks notice. All three of you claimed it was because of a better opportunity, not even thinking about the fact that some of your coworkers have lives outside this job and children.
What? Okay.
Well, children's all caps.
Yeah. Your better opportunities, doubtful we pay you fair wages, are really worth affecting your team members' quality of life?
Ooh, guilt.
I myself have children, and instead of being at their band recital this week, I will have to be sitting at to work, posting job offers on Indeed instead. This is outrageous. The new rule in our employee handbook, you will give 3 months notice because that is how long it took to train you, and you will train your replacement in the meantime, and your 3 months notice will serve as your consent for your base pay to be lowered by $6 an hour.
It's going nuclear.
Diving deep, twisting the knife. It's a long sentence. Buckle in. Okay, that's how this works from now on. You can thank your insubordinates for this. You can also thank them for the extra 30 hours of overtime per week you will be assigned to until I find new hires that are fully trained. I expect full cooperation from this team moving forward. Manager.
You can tell who the actor is in the group.
That's crazy.
I love the from now on 3 months notice to train, because that's how long it took us to train you, you
little weasels. You worthless slime.
This is the one that goes with the caution, never send something when you're really hot and angry. You have to have a cooling off period.
I love the 3 month notice too, because like everyone's gonna be like, what are you talking about? Like, we don't have to give any notice. I quit. You know?
Wait, that was my question about that one. Is any of that allowed?
Well, right. First of all, if you're going to reduce their pay, they'll just quit without notice, is what Jeff's saying. You know, they're not going to work for.
So you don't have to. You don't have to get 2 weeks is considerate. Just
it's a courtesy.
It's not.
And so
I always thought you had to.
No, you quit whenever.
Oh, that's clutch.
The other thing, you can't reduce their pay below minimum wage. So you know that's one. And then you have to only reduce it going forward. So this would only be for people going forward that you're giving them notice 3 months in advance. It's ridiculous.
You will give three months notice.
They're going to all quit tomorrow is what's going to happen on this one. Okay.
You're not even thinking about the other coworkers who have children.
Lives outside this job and children.
It's really about him.
Yeah, it's like you want to go to the band recital, but I'm here working.
Posting on Indeed.
With all due respect.
I hate Indeed.
I've gone to a lot of band recitals. I've never seen someone so upset they had to miss a band recital.
Yeah, I mean, wow, that's damaging.
That hurts me. I mean, I was like.
Practice the clarinet so hard.
You worked so hard. You made me practice in the downstairs bathroom.
I loved it.
Reeded instruments are tough.
So happy when you switch to lacrosse and not
not the woodwinds.
Truly, the woodwinds were the worst thing to enter our house.
Yeah.
I will never have a child with the woodwind. I will never allow it.
Okay. I'm going on to another one.
All right. Give us another one.
Subject line is surgery, and we're changing the names to protect the innocent. Yeah. So, Sam, we have a bit of an issue with your time off. Okay. Molly has to go in for surgery end of month 428. She will be out for 2 weeks and unable to be at full strength for 6 weeks. I have surgery scheduled 5/10. So many medical disclosures.
My God.
We need for you to postpone your vacation. Please, when you get a chance, let's discuss how this will go. Okay. Problem.
I'll be in surgery.
Molly's in surgery.
We just threw Molly's private medical out there,
under the bus.
That's a violation of FMLA, ADA, common law, privacy laws.
I'm surprised they didn't say what the surgeries were, where they were taking place.
That's all it's missing.
So the takeaway on this is you can't discuss, even if you're not given the diagnosis, you can't disclose the reasons why people are out when it's medical. It's one thing if they're on vacation. You just say they will be out, of the office, or we are short staff. Yeah. We don't share private medical information. That one's not as fun, but still bad. Jeff, give us number four.
All right. Here's another one. Okay. This is the last one. Subject line, call offs.
Okay.
Attention all team members.
Okay. Mm.
Our call offs are occurring at a staggering rate. From now on, if you call off, you might as well go out and look for another job.
Ooh.
We are no longer tolerating any excuse, all caps, for calling off. If you're sick, you need to prove it to us. If your dog died, you need to bring him in and prove it to us.
Oh my.
If it's a family,
Christ.
If it's a quote, family emergency, and you can't say, too bad. Go work somewhere else.
It's crazy.
Guys, unhinged.
Rage.
If you only want morning shifts, too bad. Go work at a bank.
Period.
Okay.
Period.
Like, banks only work mornings? I don't think so.
If anyone from here on out calls out more than once in the next 30 days, you will not have a job.
Oh. Okay. So much for protected leaves, like jury duty, family
doesn't
medical.
Matter. Doesn't matter.
Illegal statement.
Civic duty, my ass. Get out of here.
Do you know in my 11 and a half years working here, how many days I've called off? Zero.
Martyr.
I came in sick.
Oh, nice of you.
Yeah.
So nice. Perfect.
Exposure. I got in a wreck literally on my way to work one time. Airbags went off and my car was totaled. But you know what? I made it to work on time. There are no excuses.
Oh my gosh.
You're in the restaurant business. Do you think I want to be here until midnight on Fridays and Saturday? No, I'd much rather be at home with my husband and dog, going to movies or seeing my family. But I don't. I'm dedicated to being here, as should you. No more excuses or complaints. Management.
So if his dog died, he would carry the dog in dead. I mean, did I hear that right?
It's psychotic behavior.
Come prove nope. it.
So basically, this manager is angry and has absolutely no boundaries. And also, like, where's the work-life balance for this manager?
There's no such thing.
Go get a life. Go watch the movie with your husband.
They're dedicated to their job. No excuses, no complaints. All right, this is the restaurant business.
Ever heard of it?
You want to go somewhere cush? Go work at a bank, okay?
Yeah.
I know.
It's
like,
time to
really?
Show up to TGIF the way we all do.
Right.
What I'm seeing from these, though, is that a manager is very frustrated about staffing, about yeah. people quitting, and it's late at night. They're just irked that they're having to work late and cover. And so they're just sending out these burners. Some of the language isn't even legal in it. It's clearly not professional, not respectful. And you're going to just cause everyone to quit the next day.
If I got this, I would do what this person did and just post it on the internet because it's too funny, first of all. But
dude, just don't send a really late, angry email. No. Anytime I've ever done that, I have just been like, oh my God.
Classic, just save it in a draft.
Totally.
And reread it in the light
and
of the morning.
And you always think it's so beautiful until you read it.
You're
the
like,
next.
That's going to get them.
Get them.
I'm going to get them.
Get them.
I'm going to get them. Okay. What are just some general email pet peeves?
Oh, do you have a few hours?
Yeah, no,
yeah, let's get into this.
We got kind of a top 10 list for managers and HR and just general employees, like their pet peeves, email
okay.
pet peeves. So big one is the good old fashioned reply to all.
When not necessary. Even like, can you please clean out the refrigerator? And then every single person replies to all, I did, not mine. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Yep, yep.
It's like being in a group text you just never wanted to be in.
No, yes. No.
You are, I didn't sign
photo,
up for it.
Photo share albums can be bad too.
I can't get out.
Hi. Can you not get out of a group email? I don't think you can.
You're asking me? Okay, so a couple other ones. We know this one, emails typed all in caps. That annoys everybody.
Yeah, that's,
you know, unless there's one word or something they want to underline or
unless
block.
Unless it's urgent, like one of the emails that we just read off.
Or it's yeah. about children, for God's sake.
Don't do it.
One that bugs Jeff, which I do all the time, is that when I put the content of the email in the subject line, and then I put like EOM for end of message, it doesn't bug me. I do it.
It kills.
Why don't you like it?
It drives me nuts because it's confusing. Because I go to open the email, and then there's nothing in there, and then I have to like find the subject line of like this long subject line of whatever it is. It kills.
Sorry, Jeff.
That is confusing to get an email and open it and have no present inside.
But right. if it says it's in the subject line, we'll be ready in 5 minutes.
Gotcha. It's not a text message system. Okay. I mean, just, you know, that's all I'd say.
Okay, this is something that drives me nuts.
What?
Is when someone emails me and then they continue to email like back-to-back thoughts. Like they have another thought and another
thought. I do that too.
I don't get those from you. Also, I don't know if I just don't understand how the order they come in or the order they're presenting in. It's just
does
like,
get, that gets confusing.
I'm like, wait, it's
I do this.
Going from the back to the top sometimes. I'm just like, It's giving read your email and think about what you want to say.
I'm too fast. I'm going too fast on it. Yeah, so
yeah. That's usually what happens on those.
You know, this is my number one pet peeve is misspelling names. People don't spell my name correctly.
P-A-T-T-Y.
No, it's I, please.
Ever since I was a kid, I remember telling everybody, what's your name? Mom's name, Patty with an I. Please don't spell it wrong.
So there's a new trend, and that is putting an emoji reaction to an email, similar like you would to a text. What do you think of that?
Well, the thing that's kind of interesting about a couple of these, though, I'll say like the back-to-back emails, the content, the subject line, and this one is you can kind of maybe the emails are just evolving and we're behind, but it is more like a text message.
Yes.
Right? Like people are...
Jeff, get with the modern...
bro. I guess. You can't handle it. The times are changing and growing.
I'm okay with getting emoji reaction, but I sometimes get confused and I look for the text. I mean, the context.
It's a non-response, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, the biggest one that most people, and this is actually a serious problem, is when people are just non-responsive. They're just blowing off emails. I mean, I think we train about it in our Essentials of Management training where we're like, hey, you should be responding to emails within 24 hours. Even if it's saying, I'll get back to you on X, Y, or Z. But that's the biggest complaint from employees that we've seen. Just feeling blown off.
It's kind of interesting because I'm so type A that if I don't respond in an hour, people are thinking I'm trapped in my desk, in my desk, in a drawer. The other big one is blind CCing. And Jack, you just learned what BCC meant, blind carbon copy.
I didn't know that someone else can be CC'd on something and you just don't know that they're around watching the interaction.
Exactly.
No way.
It's usually on something when someone's complaining about somebody else and they want to like BCC their boss in to be like, oh, this is why I'm sending them.
Narc.
Yeah, exactly.
People have to be careful because there can be illegal conduct if they're BCCing their spouse or someone and it's confidential or proprietary information. So that could get into...
But how would anyone know? It's blind.
Exactly. It's really tricky. The last thing is, and this is pretty light and people mean they're well-intended, but these sign-offs that are kind of odd, like, they're saying a very serious email and then they say love or, have a quote.
It's funny because everyone's got their signature line. It usually says like best or, warm regards or love. I mean, that's a little intense, but that's on your signature.
Obsessed with you.
Right. But it's so confusing when, someone's writing a burner and then you get back.
At least they're not saying, bring me your dead dog tomorrow.
Dog also, dad, warm regards.
Also, the quotes drive me insane. Because when I'm looking at things on my phone and it doesn't change the font that you change, it's like I'm getting an email and then it's like, life is short and we are here. And I'm like,
the change you wish to be in the world.
I'm like, dude, wait, was that part of you ripping into me?
It's confusing. It's confusing on your phone.
So essentially, check yourself. These are ultimately, as much they seem like text or like a journal entry, they are professional documents, essentially, that you are sending. Think about like, someone else could read this. This could be used as evidence in some way. It's an email.
Right, which all are subject to subpoena. And envision your email up on a 8x11 exhibit. And so do you really want that?
Bring your dead dog. That's going to go well in court.
You're going to feel good with that posted up.
Like, it felt good in the moment when you sent it. But then when you're reading it in front of a jury of your peers, it's a little bit different feeling. So
that email is almost like a screenwriter from Game of Thrones. High stakes.
So, again, just a reminder, reread your emails before you send them and give some cooling off period and keep them professional. So that's it.
Okay.
All right. And here's the SHRM activity code for this episode, 26SCMWN, 26SCMWN.
Okay. Have a great week, you guys.
All right. Some emails tonight.
Okay. Yep. Bye.
Have a good week.
Managing Mayhem is presented by Management Northwest and Management Southwest and cannot be copied or rebroadcast without prior written consent. By listening to this podcast, you understand that we, or at least two of us, are lawyers, but we are not your lawyers. Therefore, nothing we say on the podcast should be taken as legal advice or considered to create an attorney-client relationship. It is solely meant for your educational and informational purposes. The podcast should not be used as a substitute for legal advice from an attorney licensed in your state. Please be aware that listening to lawyers can cause side effects such as migraines, self-doubt, and also may cure insomnia. But you know what? Trust your own judgment or you're not your mom.